So though we don't know when precisely he began to be tortured, and I refer to that as a battle with a hidden shadow global state, because the big boy states all have this weapon and they work collaboratively. It's a global shadow state. I wonder at what point he realized he was being targeted, because he thought authentically. And in some of his earlier lyrics, you could see him struggling with this. Am I being punished? I'm thinking of, there's a song called Temptation, in which he describes sex as being his, what's the word he uses for it? We all have, what did he, whatever, I'll have to play it at some point. But that slowed down voice tells him, you know, he's going to kill him, you know. And in that song, you can hear him sort of struggling with am I being punished because I am this sexual being that owns my sexuality openly, you know? Temptation. I think he refers to it, everybody's got a, I don't think he used the word weakness. I think he used addiction, maybe. I don't know. I don't want to misquote. I'll just have to play the song. But at what point he realized that he was being targeted, because he thought authentically, because it really doesn't make sense when you're a young person why this would be happening if you're Prince and you're all about the love, right? Because targeted because he didn't buy the lies with which we are bombarded. And Alice Miller, I really needed her myself, because I'd been cut off from his music for reasons I've explained. He was stuck in this box back in time, Purple Rain, for me. Isn't that sad? That for the last 30 years, it's like I've been under a rock or something. It's quite, it's almost shameful. I think I already mentioned that. To not be aware that he was doing the work he was doing. I start to cry thinking about it, that anybody could be that stupid. Not stupid, I mean, you can't know what you don't know. But I mean, I have a list at the end of the book, Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, of folks I owe, you know, who soothed my soul when I needed it. And Prince is on that list. And it's all about Purple Rain. And if he ever saw that list, he could not possibly have known that that's the extent of my knowledge of his work. Isn't that sad? But it speaks to the power of the man that one album lasted me for 30 years. When I wanted to dance, I'd put on Purple Rain. You know? When my friend Bob and I were together as friends, and he would have popular music on the radio. I refused to listen to commercial music, commercial radio. Oh, no, not me. I'm preserving my brain cells. But every now and then Kiss would come on and I would say, who is that? And it takes me a lot to admit that. That's abysmally ignorant. And I would just, you got it, who is that? It would come on in grocery stores and I'd start dancing in the aisles. I would just, every time I'd be out where they play music over somebody's sound system, I just, oh, I hope they play that song. I gotta know who that is. So I lost him. I lost, and then a really powerful voice for resistance. And now I'm hoping to restore him to myself and to all of us, because it was not I alone who missed the most, his resistance, the power of his resistance. Because, I mean, when I went and got a paper the day after his death, the headline said, Mesmerizing Master of Pop. And I didn't question that at all in my mind, you know? Michael Jackson, King of Pop. Prince, mesmerizing master of pop, you know? Okay, yeah, that, I guess, you know? That's propaganda, pure and simple. Pure and simple, but that's all that got aired was the pop, as far as I'm aware, the commercial music. So we are all of us together going to say hello to the real prince, the authentic prince, the hero, the voice of resistance. And all of us together learn and grow with him, through him, and take his music not just on, but further.